Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerky. On this evening's show, we'll celebrate the birthdays of Bud Green, Harry Carroll, Boyd Center, and V. Lawnhurst, and have a few rays of sunshine. Last week, November 19th, marked the birth in 1897 in Austria of lyricist Bud Green. He came to the U.S. as an infant and grew up in New York City. He was a staff writer for music publishing companies, including Shapiro Bernstein, for most of the 1920s, and then formed his own company. He wrote special material for vaudeville performers, including singers Cecil Lean, Winnie Leitner, Cleo Mayfield, and Sophie Tucker, and his collaborators included Ray Henderson, Sam H. Stepped, and Harry Warren. Bud Green is also author of the book Writing Songs for Fame and Fortune. Among his best-known songs are Alabama Bound, That's My Weakness Now, I'll Always Be in Love with You, The Flatfoot Flugie, Sentimental Journey, and Do Something. He died in Yonkers, New York on January 2nd, 1981.
My weakness now. before. But of all the ones you've heard, this one is the real last word. I fell and how can't stop me now. She's got that, she's got this. Can she hug, can she kiss? Oh boy, what a girl. Wants me here, wants me there, wants me near, everywhere. Oh boy, what a girl. Other girls are far behind her. Oh gosh, hope nobody else will find her. Ain't so much what she knows, when she loves, how she goes. Oh boy, what a girl. Say she's got that, she's got this. Can she hug, can she kiss? Oh boy, what a girl. Not too dumb, not too bright, not too much appetite. Oh boy, what a girl. Oh me, she's the sweetest hotsy-totsy. Oh my, I can see she knows the lofty. Very shy, on the phone, but when we're all alone. Oh boy, what a girl. People wonder why I smile. They can see it for a mile. How can anybody frown with my baby hanging round? I've raved before, I'll rave some more. She's got that, she's got this. Can she hug, can she kiss? Oh boy, what a girl. I'll say she has got hot lips, dimpled knees, Spanish hips. Oh boy, what a girl. When she gets me warm around the collar, I would gladly give up my last dollar. Not too thin, not too fat, some of this, lots of that. Oh boy, what a girl.
As a lane of roses you stray. distant hills wake you up every morn, where they say hello and they mean hello, and you get that longing to stay. I mean away down south in heaven, my home.
We began the show with Helen Kane, backed by Nat Shilkret and the Victor Orchestra on January 30th, 1929, and That's My Weakness Now, with the music written by Sam H. Stept. Then it was Old Banjo Eyes, Eddie Cantor recording for Columbia on September 10th, 1925, and Oh Boy, What a Girl, written with Frank Bessinger. Eddie Cantor was followed by Nat Shilkret once again, this time directing the Virginians and Away Down South in Heaven. Scrappy Lambert sang the Bud Green lyric to that Harry Warren tune, which was originally published by Shapiro Bernstein and Company in 1927. I'm Glenn Robison, and the name of the show is Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and the teens, too, as you'll find out in a later segment of the show. A few days ago, I got a nice note from listener Harry in Kansas City thanking me for playing the Sunshine Boys a while back. That reminded me that a couple of weeks ago we had some cloud songs at the suggestion of listener Dan, so in the spirit of equal time, here are some rapidly rotating records having to do with sunshine, beginning with Roger Wolf Kahn and his orchestra. Thank you.
Rubes came to the city, oh, what a thrill they had. One little Rube was glad, one little Rube was sad. That little Rube just left the city, left his little part. Here's the note that he wrote upon a postal card. I'm hobnobbing with my horse dobbing, I left my job in the city. I'm sitting pretty with plenty of sunshine. Wash my face in the old tin basin, started racing with Rover. We bubble over with plenty of sunshine. Read my papers, neath an apple tree. No skyscrapers keep the sun from me. Houses roomy, the garden gloomy, there's no place gloomy to mope in. I'm in the open with plenty of sunshine. Let's go!
Bought a little movie camera so we could have a picture show at home. Imagine that I'm Gilbert, my girl's Garbo.
That's a pretty thought.
While we make a movie of our own.
Tell me about it, Dan, huh?
Now I'm the fellow in the garden playing on a mandolin.
That's nice.
You'll need a man to throw a kiss. Well, that's where she'll come in. Now I'm the happy groom in June time.
So soon.
Creatures ready to begin. You'll need a bride right by your side. Well, that's where she'll come in. Ah, then a scene, a dreamy little scene of a love.
You're the villain, I suppose, huh?
No, I'm the hero, happy with the one that I love best. There may be a touch of sorrow when it's kinda hard to grin. We'll need someone to bring the sun, and that's where she'll come in. I've been thinking that when we show our love scene, we'll need a cute theme song to make our picture real.
Well, how will it go?
That I don't know. Just what do you think is ideal?
I've got it, Dan. Just a song at twilight.
No, that doesn't seem right. Here the tune can't be beat. Thank you. will have to have some movie tone. So the Sunshine Boys will intervene, and we have them with us on the screen.
There may be a touch of sorrow when it's mighty hard to grin. We know you'll need someone just to bring you the sun. That's where we come in. Yes, and that's where we come in.
Some songs about sunshine for listener Harry in Kansas City. We began with Roger Wolf Kahn and his orchestra and Give Me the Sunshine, written by Kahn Conrad, Henry Creamer, and James P. Johnson. The vocalist on that March 14, 1928 recording was Franklin Bauer. Give Me the Sunshine is from the Broadway review Keep Shufflin', a follow-up to Noble Sissle and Eubie Blake's hit show Shuffle Along. At the piano in the pit orchestra at the Daily Theater, where Keep Shufflin' was staged, was Fats Waller. Next, it was Fred Sugar Hall and his Sugar Babies with Arthur Fields providing the vocal on Plenty of Sunshine, recorded for OK 76 years and 5 days ago on November 25, 1927. We finished up with That's Where You Come In, written by J. Russell Robinson and Irving Kale and recorded August 29, 1929. So what does That's Where You Come In have to do with sunshine? I know Harry does. That was performed by Joe Mooney and Dan Mooney, better known as, that's right, the Sunshine Boys. Accompanying Joe and Dan were Joe Venuti on violin and Dick McDonough on guitar.
You're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. Sunday evenings at 6 on Island Radio KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, or anytime at all, streaming online at RadioFreeWorld.com.
Say, have a request for a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records? Have a comment about the show or a suggestion for a topic? Well, you can send any or all of those by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or by good old-fashioned postal mail to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. Last week, November 24th, marked the birth in 1905 of Laura Lowenhertz, better known as V. Lawnhurst. She was a child prodigy, and in addition to her considerable musical skill, she could also write upside down and backwards, won awards in ice skating competitions, and published her poetry at age 10. She appeared on radio, published two of her own novelty piano solos, made her first solo piano recording record, which we'll hear in a moment, by the way, and became one of the original members of Roxy's Gang, a musical revue broadcast live from the Capitol Theater in New York. All this she did while still in her teens. She also worked as a piano roll arranger for the Welt and Ampico companies, and in the late 20s, she joined Muriel Pollack in a piano duo called the Ladybugs, which we'll also hear in a moment. She was on the radio 7 days a week for much of the 1930s and began composing, teaming up in 1935 with lyricist Tot Seymour. They were the first successful team of female songwriters, and their songs were heard on radio, in films, and on records made by many of the famous dance bands of the time. Here's V. Lawnhurst. Thank you.
And I'm keeping company now. Always said that I was the kind of a guy who would never wed. But the sweet romancing and glancing and dancing went to my head. I took her home to Ma. She made a hit with Pa. I'm going steady and I'm feeling wetty and I'm keeping company now.
Ben Selvin's Novelty Orchestra, credited on clarion, harmony, and velvet tone as Lloyd Keating in his music, and I'm Keepin' Company, written by Lou C. Bender, Dave Dreyer, and V. Lawnhurst. That's from June 18, 1931. Before I'm Keepin' Company, it was Nola, written by Felix Arndt. As you were listening to Nola, if you were thinking, one person can't possibly play all those notes, you were right. There were 20 fingers, belonging to V. Lawnhurst and Muriel Pollock, tickling the ivories of two pianos on that September 8, 1934 Decca recording. We began our little tribute to V. Lawnhurst with her first recorded piano solo, Breakin' the Piano, written by Billy James and recorded just about 81 years ago. V. Lawnhurst, born November 24, 1905. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records, Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL FM 88.7 Avalon, streaming online at KISL.org, and available on demand anytime at all online at RadioFreeWorld.com. Last week, November 28th, marked the birth in 1892 of composer, arranger, and pianist Harry Carroll. His career began as a pianist in theaters, cafes, and vaudeville, after which he did arranging for New York music publishers. He composed for the Broadway stage as well as independently, and among his best-known compositions are The Trail of the Lonesome Pine, By the Beautiful Sea, She is the Sunshine of Virginia, and I'm Always Chasing Rainbows, all of which were written in the teens. Harry Carroll wrote some songs with terrific titles, such as Tip Top Tipperary Mary, and Smother Me with Kisses and Kill Me with Love. He contributed to the Broadway shows The Belle of Bond Street, Dancing Around, Oh Look, and Ziegfeld's 9 o'clock Frolic, as well as others. Harry Carroll died in Mount Carmel, Pennsylvania, on December 26, 1962. Here are three from the pen of Harry Carroll.
Let's get together.
Don't you love that nice summer weather?
So let's go to that beautiful sea.
I'll follow along, it's you for me.
Anything that I would suggest to you.
Yes, dear heart, I think it's the best to do.
So jump in my board.
Follow all aboard.
Here I want to be.
By the sea.
By the sea.
By the beautiful sea.
You and I.
You and I.
Oh, how happy we'll be.
When each wave comes rolling in.
We will duck or swim.
And we'll float and fool around the water.
Over and under.
And then up the hill.
Our is rich.
And mine is rich.
So now what do we care?
I love to be beside your side.
Beside the sea.
Beside the sea. Inside.
By the beautiful sea. I am quite a sport on a Sunday.
So you would eat at child on a Monday.
And Jane, you lose your millionaire air.
I go to work.
More selling hair.
Every Sunday you leave your wife at home.
Say, it's business. Honey, I've got to roam.
When you leave your train.
Then I get my Jane.
And say,
come on with me.
By the sea.
By the sea.
By the beautiful sea.
You and I.
You and I.
Oh, how happy we'll be.
When each wave comes rolling in.
We will duck or swim.
And we'll float and fool around the water.
Over and under.
And then up for air.
Heart is rich.
And my dream.
So now what do we care?
I love to be beside your side.
Beside the sea.
Beside the seaside.
By the beautiful sea.
By the sea.
By the sea.
By the beautiful sea.
You and I.
You and I.
oh, how happy we'll be.
When each wave comes rolling in,
we will duck or swim.
And we'll float the pool around the water,
over and under.
And then up forever.
Far is rich.
My dream.
So now what do we care?
I love to be beside your side.
Beside the sea.
Beside the seaside.
By the beautiful sea.
Thank you.
a fun record, On the Mississippi, written by Harry Carroll and Arthur Fields. That was recorded by Columbia in 1913 and is credited on the label as by Prince's Band. Charles A. Prince was musical director of Columbia, and nearly every band and orchestra recording made by Columbia at the time came out under his name. On the Mississippi was preceded by the Van Epps Trio and I'm Always Chasing Rainbows, recorded in Canada by the Berliner Grammophone Company. We began with the duo of Ada Jones and Billy Watkins and By the Beautiful Sea, recorded for Columbia in 1914. Composer Harry Carroll, born November 28, 1892.
Doing our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 30s.
And the teens.
This is Rapidly Rotating Records. Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon. And available anytime on demand online at RadioFreeWorld.com.
Today, November 30th, marks the birth in 1898 on a Nebraska farm of musician Boyd Senter, S-E-N-T-E-R. He was inspired to become a musician from listening to records of the original Dixieland Jazz Band. He began by taking piano lessons, but also mastered trumpet, all the saxophones, as well as other horns, and the banjo. But he was most famous as a clowning clarinet player, as we'll hear in just a moment. His first records were made for the Autograph label, but in 1927 he moved to OK in a trio of himself, Eddie Lang, and Jack Russell. In 1928 he formed his recording band called the Centipedes with Lang and Russell, the Dorsey Brothers, Vic Burton or Stan King on drums, and Mickey Bloom on trumpet. After 2 years with OK, the Centipedes moved to Victor, where they recorded 5 sessions, the last in 1930, in Hollywood. Here are 3 from the jazzologist supreme, Boyd Senter.
Thank you. eyes of love alone may see, and the smiles that fill my life with sunshine are the smiles that you gave to me.
From Boyd Center and his Centipedes. We began with Mobile Blues, written by Fred Rose and Albert Short and recorded by the Centipedes on March 23, 1928. Then it was Copenhagen, written by Charlie Davis from November 25, 1929. We finished up with Smiles, written in 1917 with the lyric by J. Will Callahan and music by Lee S. Roberts. And I hope the music on this show has brought you some smiles. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week and every week for more rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. In the meantime, your comments and requests are always welcome and can be sent by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, or by postal mail to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. You're also invited to stop by the website at www.rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, where you can sign up to receive the weekly playlist by email and play our Jeopardy-type vintage music trivia game. Until next week, this is Glenn Robison, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.